Hello, everyone. Welcome to another new episode of Late Night Sprites. If you want more, check out Late Night Creative Thoughts. I will have the link in the description. It is a blog where I talk more about music, movies, TV shows, and non-gaming topics. But welcome to Late Night Sprites, the laid-back and chill video game podcast. And speaking of laid-back and chill, today I wanted to talk about, you know, taking a moment to breathe. The holidays are over, you know, you probably went to a lot of parties, hopefully you didn't get sick, and hopefully you had a lot of fun, got some gifts and whatnot, but after all of that, January has set in, and I will admit that sometimes I get a case of the January blahs. Sometimes it's just gray outside, suddenly when the snow isn't being captured by Christmas lights and decorations and all of that nice stuff. Suddenly the snow just makes me sad now because it's gray and it's cold. But sometimes it's fun to snuggle up and, you know, get under a blanket and binge watch a show or watch a movie that you got for Christmas or something that's been on your watch list. But I'm not talking about shows and movies today. That's for the blog, of course. I'm talking about games. So during this kind of blahish season, or maybe some of you are hyper-motivated and you are smashing your New Year's resolutions right away, but you find yourself tired at night. You know, maybe you've been going to the gym a little bit more, working out, eating healthier, or maybe you've been doing some pre-spring cleaning, or at least taking down all of your Christmas decorations. Whatever you may be up to, sometimes it's fun just to relax. And that's why I want to do just a few games to talk about that are very good to relax to. Some of these games I've talked about before, some of them not so much. But I just wanted to talk about some games to relax. Now, I will admit that a good amount of these are puzzle games. Because I think puzzle games, when you just curl up with them, whether they are story-driven or not, are just very relaxing times. And I think that the fact that for some of them, you can go at your own pace makes it even more relaxing. There are some that you can't go at your own pace. Some of these are kind of falling block puzzles. You know the one. But I am going to talk about a few games that I think are very easy and fun to relax to. And I'm going to start with the big inspiration for this list. And I have to thank my friend, follow him over on Twitter, Mineta. And no, he is not named after the character from My Hero. Technically, his username came first. Just saying. But this game, Luminous, is just so good. Now, this Luminous game is like a falling block puzzle where you only get two colors of blocks. And your goal is to make a square. And you just flip them around. But the music, the presentation, just the atmosphere of this game is so good. And I'm so glad that my friend recommended this game to me because it is so good. It's so good. This team would go on to make another game that I'm going to mention in the list in a few moments. But Luminous is so fun to relax to. I've actually, you know, picked it up on sale. It was about $4 or $5. And I recommend picking this up on a sale. Luminous Remastered, I believe it was originally, I could be wrong, I believe it was originally a PSP game. But the fact that the graphics are still very pretty, the environments are like super chill, and it's just one of those games that you can play for like 20 minutes or like 2 hours. It's got the same kind of, I want to say, the thing that pulls people in. The same gravitas that Tetris has, this also has. And speaking of Tetris, this team would go on to make Tetris Effect. And my goodness, I know there are a million forms of Tetris. And Tetris 99 is not going to be on this list today because even though Tetris 99 is great, there is nothing relaxing about a competitive 99 Tetris. But I'm going to say Tetris as a whole, though. Most versions of Tetris, not 99. But if you are just playing Tetris to hang out, like if you are playing Tetris, one of my personal favorites is Tetris on the DS because it has all the different modes in the Nintendo, like the NES game representation. Tetris DS is great. I am so glad that I found that retro hunting a while back. But Tetris Effect, the visuals are super calming. It's really cool. There's like a story mode. There's online leaderboards. There's lots of really cool stuff in this game. You can play with friends. There was the connected stuff that they added later on. But Tetris Effect, which started off as a VR game, moved to consoles. And I am so glad that it did, because Tetris Effect visually, much like Luminous, just pulls you in and you feel calm playing it. It's like, I'm just playing Tetris. I'm just relaxing. And I just find myself enjoying it. Like, I've only played a little bit of Tetris Effect. I can speak more for Luminous than Tetris Effect, but I absolutely adore it and cannot wait to play more. Both of these are worth it for so many ways. And this team also made a rhythm game called Rez. I have not played that yet, but I've heard good things about it. And it's also the fact just that this team keeps making these visually stunning games that are like playable art pieces. And I just absolutely love that. Moving forward, another really relaxing game that I would say is Peggle. Now, yes, during the extreme fever bits, that's not really relaxing when fireworks are shooting off in every direction and it's playing Ode to Joy. But that being said, Peggle I found pretty relaxing. I have had some late nights where I just didn't feel like playing another game, so I just booted up Peggle. And for those who don't know, Peggle is a game where you shoot a ball at pegs, and when you hit a peg, you eliminate it. You have to eliminate specific pegs in order to clear the stage, but you are given power-ups from these different like animal buddies, and it's really fun. It's really unique. It's got so much personality. I wish Peggle would come back. And I know I've said this on this podcast before, but Peggle needs to be put on Switch. Peggle and Peggle 2 need to be put on Switch, because Peggle is one of those games that every time I boot it up, I'm just delighted by it. I could like put it down for like a year and pick it up and just enjoy it. It's got that same appeal that Tetris has, where it just really is something to relax to. And now another puzzle game that I find very relaxing, that some people find relaxing and some people find relaxing and frustrating at the same time. I've talked about it at length, so I'm not going to go into big detail here on the podcast because there's a full episode on it. But yes, Suika Game. I cannot go through a relaxing list without mentioning Suika Game, because yes, it's chill. You can do everything at your own pace, and you can just go through the game pretty handily. Like, you can just play it, and there's not necessarily a ending this week game. There's not this big story. Like, some other puzzle games have story modes, but Suika Game is just about making melons. It's about making fruit grow into other fruit, matching the fruit, and making melons. There's more on Suika Game and my quest for a melon there, but it is so chill. The presentation is super cute, and it's just a fun thing to play while doing something else or if you need to wind down. Another puzzle game that I will say is an absolute must is the Professor Layton series. If you are a retro collector like yours truly, and you have a DS or a 3DS sitting around, I definitely recommend picking up these Professor Layton games. They are pretty easy to find, and they are pretty inexpensive. Like, every time I picked up a Layton game, it's been like $15-$20, also depending on if it's cartridge only or in the box with the manual. But the Professor Layton games, which I hope get ported to modern console at some point. We do have Catriel Layton on modern console, but with the Professor Layton series, I have to say the story is very engaging. The music is super calm and super relaxing. Professor Layton just crafts an engaging and cozy world. The stories are really interesting. The mysteries are great to solve. But the world itself is just very cozy. The music is very welcoming, and the pace you go at is very, like, the best way I can say it is like an interactive storybook full of puzzles. Every screen has puzzles hidden as you play as Herschel Layton and his assistant Luke, unless you're playing as the prequel series, which even then Luke shows up there also, and the soon-to-be Professor Layton 7, which I'm very excited for. I say soon, and they said it's coming in 2025. But Level 5's little puzzle series starring the ever-puzzle-loving Herschel Layton on his quest, or perhaps the later game starring his daughter, Catriel, are musts. The environments are warm, the characters are charming, the art style, though simple, is very fun to look at, and these games are just great. I've been a fan of the series for a long time, and these are also very great games to settle in with at the end of a long day. But if you want a little bit of action while being relaxing, and it feels like you're going through a book, of course there's the Ace Attorney series, which is another one I'm a fan of. Now, I can't speak for the crossover, because I never picked that up back in the day for some reason, and now it's like $100, but Professor Layton and Ace Attorney are both great to go through. My personal favorite Ace Attorney game, which I have spoken of in the past once or twice, and probably will again in the future, is The Great Ace Attorney, which you technically can play before playing the original trilogy. It's just that the game is beginner-friendly and not beginner-friendly at the same time. The narrative of Great Ace Attorney is one of my absolute favorites, and it's like reading a chapter of a book at the end of a long day. It's just very engaging with a great narrative, and when that game first came out, I found myself spending the nights and the end of the nights just throughout the end of my days playing that game for 3-4 hours, advancing the story, trying to see more about the characters. Oh, I got all my errands done for the day. I get to play a little bit more Great Ace Attorney. The story and the characters are super engaging, but you can't go wrong with the original trilogy, and with the Apollo Justice trilogy on the horizon, it looks like Ace Attorney has seen a bit of a resurgence in recent years with porting all the games upwards to modern consoles, making people able to replay and relive some of their favorite cases, or newcomers be able to experience these wonderful, for the most part, I have opinions about the later games, but we're going to keep mostly positive, but these mostly wonderful stories. Now, another game that was written by the wonderful mind, Shu Takumi, the one behind the classic Ace Attorney and Great Ace Attorney, is Ghost Trick. And I am going to say that Ghost Trick is another relaxing game. Yes, the game does heavily revolve around death, but it is a fun puzzle game and a very engaging story. I found myself unable to put this one down and dropping all other games when this one first came out. I'm not going to go into deep detail about Ghost Trick because the story is one of its big, like, turning points, and that's why I'm very vague about Layton and Ace Attorney. You just have to take my word that they're great. In terms of gameplay, it's really fun, and the music and presentation and story are also like playing through a great book at the end of the night. Visual novels and puzzle games are great ways to relax, but I'm not done just yet. I have to talk about the king of relaxation games, the genre above genres. Now, yes, I love a good puzzle game. I love a great round of Peggle, or solving a puzzle with Herschel Layton, or bringing a culprit to justice while defending the innocent in Ace Attorney. But there is one more genre that I need to touch on, and that is going to be my experience with these and some of my favorites. That's right, it's time to dive into life sim games. This genre is gone from being a little niche to downright exploding over the years, and it's time to dive into the wonderful world of life sim games as well. So my experience with life sim games is I will pick them up, play them for a long amount of time, and then when I get either to what I view as the end or an ending, I put them down and then never again. I know there are some people who are still playing Animal Crossing New Horizons, getting villagers, starting their islands over, or maybe doing the mode where you like make the houses, like with the DLC. That's pretty neat. But for me, it's usually I play through the game, I have a lot of fun with it, I pay off my house, and then I move forward. And usually when I play a life sim game like this, I have a lot of fun with it, but I usually play it in tandem with another game or two. But I find myself playing this one and relaxing with it quite a bit. New Horizons came out at a very perfect time because where we were in the world, we needed a game like Animal Crossing. We needed a bright spot to really cheer everyone up. And there's a life sim game or two that I have not played that I'm actually very interested in. I have wishlisted on my PlayStation Disney Dreamlight Valley, and they keep adding to that one, so I'm very interested to see how that one turns out. I've heard nothing but good things about it. I just haven't played Disney Dreamlight Valley, and moving forward from there, speaking of the word valley, I cannot talk about life sim games without talking about Stardew Valley. I'll go back to Animal Crossing in a second, but Stardew Valley is one of my favorite games to relax to every time I pick it up. I have not picked it up in a couple years, but I played many, many hours into it. We are talking 100 plus on Steam, and then like 100 plus on Switch, and I kind of want to go back, so I might even go back sooner than later because it's been a little bit. But Stardew Valley is one of those games that is so fun and so great to just lose a few hours in fishing, getting crops, meeting the locals, romancing the locals, befriending the locals, hearing their little stories, and being able to go into their rooms when you befriend them enough, doing side quests, earning cash money, going to the desert, exploring all the secrets that are in this game, getting to get married and have a kid and raise your farm if you so choose. Like, I love this game. The fact that also you can romance any adult you want to. So you could romance my favorite character, which is Penny, but there's also Leah, who's great, and there's also Abigail, who's great, and she eats rocks, and you know, we appreciate her. She may eat, you know, gemstones that you find in the mines, but you do you, Abigail. You do you. Going forward, though, Stardew Valley is so relaxing. The music is great. The presentation is perfect. It invokes that retro game feeling while being super cozy and just being a world that's fun to relax in. As the seasons go on and different things happen in different seasons, the holidays, I could go on about Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley is a game that will always have a special place in my heart, alongside the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And the reason I say that is because I was once in a very rough patch in my life. I think I mentioned it on an episode or two before, but I was in a very rough space, and I just played Stardew Valley on my Switch and watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I associate with those helping me get through that hard time. So Stardew Valley is definitely one of my favorite games to relax to every time I go to it. Disney Dreamlight Valley is one that I want to have a chance with. The Sims, some people are very relaxed with The Sims. I'm kind of weird. I prefer watching people play The Sims than actually playing The Sims myself. I played it a couple times and it's fine. And I used to play the story-driven Sims games on Game Boy Advance where you have to play The Sims while also navigating a plot. And I always thought that was pretty funny, and also play mini games and earn money. But aside from those memories and playing Sims on like GameCube and stuff like that, and thinking that those games were so cool, and thinking just laughing at the scenarios that can happen, I like watching people play Sims more than actually playing the Sims myself. But the big life sim game, aside from Stardew, that I touched on a little bit is Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing is one of those genres that I've been playing since Wild World, and I will pick up a new installment every single time. I even played the board game. That's right, I like Animal Crossing so much that I even played the bad Mario Party clone where you just tap a figure on the game pad and you roll a dice. But moving on from that, Wild World, I have so many great memories with. Really my big introduction. I've always just loved the characters. I love the different villagers, their personalities, earning bells, paying off your house, finding fossils, going fishing. Like, I have always loved Animal Crossing for just the world it's created. I've always enjoyed the music. I've always enjoyed the characters. I do not think Tom Nook is a villain. I actually kind of like Tom Nook. I think he's pretty neat. Crazy Red is the one who deserves more heat from people. He's the one who's selling you counterfeit stuff, but Blathers and the coffee shop and Blathers' little sister who helps you look at stars, Celeste, and just all the characters. And then they added the new ones and New Horizons, and I love Flick and CJ, and I honestly hope they are the bug and fish characters going forward because they are just fantastic and I just think they're neat and they're great. All of the new villagers, the amiibo cards, Animal Crossing is one of those series that I can literally pick up, and the fact that it moves in real time, and let's be real, all of us have time traveled once or twice, but the holidays, the events, whether it's like the festival, Mardi Gras peacock who just loves dancing, or doing Christmas stuff, or getting candy for Halloween, or okay, Easter might be the worst one. I am not a fan of Zipper. Zipper can go. We don't need to acknowledge Easter in Animal Crossing. Bye, Zipper. And it was even worse when the game first came out and the eggs were everywhere. To quote Some Call Me Giant talking about blue coins, they were everywhere in the sky, in water, in the trees, just everywhere. It's kind of a paraphrase, but I didn't want to sound like I was ripping him off because I really admire his work. So, cite your sources, everyone. If you're gonna do something, cite your sources and get permission. That being said, going on from that, Animal Crossing is just, it's so chill. Whether I'm catching bugs, catching fish, paying off my giant engrossing mortgage that just keeps going up, ticking up fossils, hanging out with Isabel, doing a little dance, learning emotions, Animal Crossing games are fantastic. New Leaf might still be my favorite, being the mayor and paying off my house and enacting ordinances and going to Tortimer's Island is in catching the bugs are great. The fact that they made an island in the new like update, the final update, where you can just see the vendors all the time instead of like praying and hoping that the vendors show up at your island, that was awesome. I hope they in a future game bring back the retail store because I actually adored that and I wish that they did that, but instead they just customized your furniture in the in New Horizons. But I loved those two alpacas, Reese and Cyrus. I absolutely adore both of them, and also the fact that in the retail store they customize your furniture and then you get to sell it and sometimes even sell it for exorbitant prices. Like, yeah, I shook a tree and I found this chair, so I turned it blue. Give me $8,000. Thank you very much. Like, I absolutely love New Leaf, and maybe I'll even revisit that one at some point. Because the Animal Crossing games, no matter what one you play, each one has something unique that makes it stand out and even worth revisiting. Yes, I consider beating Animal Crossing when the credits roll and you pay off your house. Because really, there isn't a lot to do after that. But the journey there is way better than the destination. And it's one of those games that I love to wind down with every once in a while. Running around with friends, playing games in Animal Crossing together, visiting each other's homes, seeing how people decorate, getting the Nintendo furniture. Animal Crossing is one of those series that is perfect to wind down with, alongside Stardew Valley. Relaxing games are always great. Sometimes we don't need a Dark Souls or an Elden Ring, or in my case, games that are very intensive, like playing a fighting game or Ghost of Tsushima. Sometimes it's nice to just unwind with a puzzle game or a life sim game and relax. I'm not done yet, though. There are even more games that I use to relax, and one genre that I think is a great way to unwind is arcade racers. Cruisin' Blast, which I know for a fact I've mentioned on this podcast at least twice, maybe even more, maybe less, I don't know, but I feel like I've mentioned it. I'm not going to go back and look. Cruisin' Blast on Switch is a must. Basically, porting an arcade game to Switch and adding features just makes it fantastic. And another game that, if you don't have a Switch, Horizon Chase Turbo, which is also on Switch. I highly recommend it. This game goes on sale all the time, and the stuff included with it are just great. Going from track to track and racing in Horizon Chase Turbo is such a great way to unwind. You know, Mario Kart may be chaotic, but sometimes I love a great arcade-style racer to just see if I can come in first, or just explore the track and see if I can come in first in the next race. Maybe I came in fourth, but at least now I know what the turns are, where to drift, and so on. Arcade racers are very cathartic for me and are super great. I have not tried out Horizon Chase Turbo 2 yet, but it is coming to other consoles at some point, and playing that game on PS5 has been a really great time, and I highly recommend it. Cruisin' Blast, I've played alone and with friends, and the high-octane racing and boosting and stuff, having that arcade experience at home is just such a great time. I highly recommend both of these games, and they are absolutely worth a play at 100%. But I think with that, I'm going to wrap this one up. I will probably revisit relaxing games as a topic in the future, because, like, I might want to explore these games individually. I might want to do a big group discussion again, like clump a bunch of games together and talk about them, or maybe do some reviews. So this topic is not exempt from a future episode, and neither are these games, because I could go on and on about relaxing platformers, other life sim games, other racing games, other puzzle games. I mean, I used to like Bejeweled quite a bit, but I haven't played Bejeweled in some long, and I want to talk even more about Suika games. So, sorry, Bejeweled, and there's no way that Bejeweled's time slot would be swapped in for Peggle either, because let's be real, any opportunity to talk about Peggle is an opportunity worth taking. So this will be a topic that I will probably return to at some point in the future, as well as the games on this list. Well, with something like Disney Dreamlight Valley, I actually want to play through it, and then I can come back and talk to it, but it definitely caught my eye. But that will be it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and feel free to share the games that you've played to relax. Is it a life sim game? Do you relax with a game like Elden Ring? Or perhaps maybe it's a game from your childhood that you just know like the back of your hand. Either way, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope I made some good recommendations across these genres and shared a little bit about me. But that being said, that's the end of this episode. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. Make sure to check out Late Night Creative Thoughts at blogspot.com if you want to see me talking about movies and music and musicals, definitely a lot of musicals and more. But until then, take care, and I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.